Hey guys, it's Grace. I'm here with Kendra, and she's going to tell me the scoop on the granddaddy power period in astrology.
So, Jan Speller, she's a great astrologer, and she wrote a book on New Moon. Gosh, I can't remember the title just a second, but my God, I look at it a lot. Anyway, it's nice. So she's teaching you how to work with new moon energies. So the new moon falls in a different, it has its astrological zodiac. So you like have a new moon in Aries or a new moon in Gemini. Let's see, we just had the new moon in Taurus, and now we're here in the new moon in Gemini. Maybe that's why I just said that. And so when the new moon energy comes, it's like working with the manifestation of the moon. So when you're like planting the seeds of things you're focusing on, manifesting your life. So it's all designed around being really intentional and using the power of the moon to manifest, working with the energy of that particular moon. So Gemini represents siblings. Gemini represents
communication.
And travel. So a lot of things that Gemini has and its representation, all energies, these are things that you can work on manifesting tenfold in that period. Now, when you're just manifesting with a regular new moon energy, the book that I can't remember the title to right now, but is along those lines. So basically it gives you each zodiac and the new moon in that zodiac and what that represents. And it gives you suggestions on how to word your manifestational, like, intentions, sentences or so. And it's designed around kind of like that anti-negative speech stuff. So you're focusing on, like, say we mentioned Gemini and siblings. You'd be like, I want to focus on having positive relationships with my siblings. So you would like put something like that out there. So it has to be like pretty benign. She's really clear that you can't force others to do things. So it really has to be about how you are with others.
Or for instance, I want to improve my communication.
Or energy within yourself. And so, because you can't really like manipulate, you know, into other people's worlds, other than like maybe how they're reacting to you, or how you're reacting to them. So anyway, the granddaddy power period is a time based on your birth date, which is the most potent time for you to make your manifestation wishes. So you can still manifest every new moon like everybody else, and you may have a more connection to like a Gemini moon if you have, and you know, a moon in Gemini or something like that. It may affect you differently, like everybody's astrological you know, recipes, whatever they're dealing with, and you know, those energies are affecting them accordingly. But with the granddaddy power period, this is a section of about I think 30 days or so a month where you can put forth more than normal. So on a new moon, she's only suggesting that you do no more than 10 manifestations. I'm trying to be very clear about them so you're not kind of like overloading yourself, I mean, because as things come through, it just might
water down.
Yeah, because there's like things can come through a lot faster, but it might be more than you're able to or willing to handle at that moment too. So this is kind of a way to mitigate that. And then the granddaddy power period, you can put forth I think 20 is her suggested.
Nice.
So you can do a little bit more, and it's a little bit stronger time for you. So yeah, that's the granddaddy power period according to Jan Speller in her book, and she has a great website where you can go to and just Google that and put in your birthday and figure out what your manifestation 30 days is.
Which is really cool. I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a new moon baby. I'm already a new moon baby.
Oh, you were born during a new moon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, then you're in Aries, so your new moon was Aries?
I doubled down with the sun too, so.
Oh, okay.
It's really interesting. And then she was mentioning the granddaddy power period, and I was like, I don't know what that is. Let me look it up. I look it up, and it starts in a few days for me.
I know. So trippy, dude. I'm not sitting there, like, because the reason why I brought it up is because, like, damn, you've been, like, off the hook manifesting just, you know, different things in your life right now, things that you need to get through or things that need to be done or things that you want to bring into your life, and you're just, like, like, I was just talking to her, like, man, how fired up. And, you know, Grace is a double Aries, so she's got a lot of fire energy. And so I was just like, man, you're just blowing through this shit. And I was like, it'll be really interesting to see what you do with your granddaddy power period. And she's like, what's that? And I was like, oh my God, let's find out. And I'm like, oh, I got to her just in time.
Just in time.
So actually then the next step is to get you the book so you can see how the formulations go and how like the wording is and kind of read her advice and suggestions there. And then it kind of gives you a good idea where to start. And once you have that and you've got the gist of it, you can definitely, you know, just free flow on your own space what you need to do with that. But, yeah, no, it's a great guide. I usually pull it out when I can and, you know, go about it.
It's wild because I definitely recognize and witness that energy within myself, specifically this year, the momentum that I've really just been, like, powering up in a big way. And so I was like just so excited to share this whole concept of the granddaddy power period. And I'm like, damn, I thought I was on a roll. I'm about to take off to space.
You're hitting yours before I do. I hit mine in July, like the end of July into August.
Interesting.
August 20th, yeah.
Maybe it is based on the time of year, because our birthdays are only a month and a half apart.
Yeah, I really don't know how she figures that out. I'd have to look into that a little bit more.
You said yours is at the end of July?
End of July, yeah, like mid-July, going into mid-August or something
maybe it overlaps with the birthday itself.
Yeah.
Super interesting. I want you guys to all go check out your granddaddy power period and tell us about it. And if you already work with this concept, what have you been doing? What's been working?
Or if you're just into manifestation.
What is your takeaway?
Yeah, and if you're just into manifestation energies, then this is definitely something you want to get into.
Yeah, keep an eye out. Bookmark it. See what you notice. Take notes and report back. Thank y'all.